KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, here we are. I mean, a lot of folks already sending their kids back off to school. I know when I'm driving into work, there's more congestion. I know you're probably experiencing the same thing, but kids certainly either back to school or headed that way real soon after spending, you know, all those days, hopefully outdoors, right? But a lot of times over the summer, certainly many families and parents are, you know, keeping the kids busy and maybe allowing more screen time than they might during the school year. But we're going to kind of evaluate some of that and try to be in a healthy place when it comes to screen time. And to help us do that, a gentleman who spends, well, a lot of time in front of screens, the director of Plugged In and Focus on the Family, Paul Acey, joins us. Paul, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. Yes, oh, the irony.
Yeah, well, you
the
fall
guy
on that
grid. Watches all this TV and movies telling people to stay away from their screen.
Well, you're kind of falling on that grenade for us, and we appreciate it because what the reviews and the different information we're able to get from Focus on the Family, as we monitor our screen time and budget, the time, we hopefully with your help find, you know, the more valuable content to be consuming that way. But the truth is, you know, right, as I said, Paul, for families, summertime is often screen time. And I know you've got stats and things to share, but, why do you think screen time does get really kind of out of control during the summer? And why is it important, as I mentioned, kind of reel that back in at this time of year and get back to some reasonable levels?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing, right? Because you do think you mentioned that it's nice when folks use the summer to spend time outdoors, you know, swimming or hiking or running or whatnot, you know, playing pickleball. But a lot of kids for so many of them, really summertime is screen time. Stats suggest that 2/3 of kids see their screen time go up during the summer, often by as much as 30%, which is a huge jump considering how much kids and teens are on screens anyway. And I think that there's a couple of reasons for that. One, a lot of times both parents are working, right? So you don't have the supervision over the summer that you might have had otherwise during the school year. When kids are off at school, they don't have the opportunity to dive into screens. So that can have a huge impact. And then the other thing is just the raw amount of time the kids and teens have. You know, they're trying to fill their days, and screens, they are definitely sort of a siren's call. You know, there's so many things that you can watch, that you can listen to, that you can play on screens. So if you're bored, man, the screens are just, they're practically in your hand already. And so they're such an easy thing to go to. So I think that those are a couple of reasons why screen time tends to go up during the summer.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, yeah, for the most part, summertime, maybe parents are scheduling vacations and family time because the kids are out of school. But the truth is, for most of the summer, most parents and parents, for sure, with kids, you know, they're still doing the 9-to-5. They still, you know, they don't get a 3-month hiatus typically.
Wouldn't that be nice if we all did that? That would be so great.
But, you know, the easy solution, dare I say the lazy solution is, you know, hey, go play on, you know, your pad, or, you know, go watch a movie or what have you. But when we're talking about trying to reel this in, and as I mentioned, you know, some families, the kids are already back to school, but the answer we get here can apply to maybe as we, you know, finish up the Christmas vacation or next year as they prepare for back to school. And for those who haven't gone back to school yet, when is the best time to kind of start that process of, all right, that was summertime screens. Now we're talking to school time screens. When's the best time to kind of do the reset there?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And first, I do want to say that there's no bad time to get your screens back under control, right? I think that there's always opportunities to sort of reel that back in and keep your family at a more healthy pace. But if I was going to say what is the ideal time, I would say the ideal time is really to push into kind of that reset within a week or two of school starting. And that entails a couple of different things. Like, that gives you enough time to not cut back on screens cold turkey. It gives you a chance to help your kids wean off those screens, if you will. Cut down their screen time by 15 to 30 minutes, you know, a day or something like that, so you can get those screen levels back at a reasonable level. But the other thing is just to reset some of your usual school time routines, you know, relaunch bedtimes, reliable bedtimes, relaunch sort of the schedule, the cadence that you have during the course of a day, during the course of a week. Those schedules can be so important for kids and teens to feel comfortable, to feel like they understand what they need to be doing. The scheduling can feel like a drag, but for a lot of kids, they provide a sense of security and comfort. And so I think it's important to sort of lean into those traditional schedules as much as you can, and ideally a little bit before the school year starts.
Yeah, you know, and as we talk about this, and we said some already back in school, for those that are listening with kids back in school, might you encourage them, you know, instead of, and maybe it is cold turkey, but instead of cold turkey, you know, I know we're late on this, let's start implementing this weaning off, you know, even though school started, cold turkey wean, if they're already in school, what's the recommendation?
You know what? I actually think it might depend when you're talking about kids being in the school year as it is. I think that it might depend on the family and it might depend on the situation.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, if the school year sort of ramps up slowly and you have time and you feel like you have the ability to wean your kids off just a little bit more slowly, homework isn't so much of a pressure, you feel like you have that cushion, then I would go ahead and just sort of move slowly in that. I think that it can be an easier transition for your kids. But, you know, a lot of times you have to hit the ground running and you just don't necessarily have that choice. And in a case like that, I think that can be a really difficult transition for kids and teens to make. One of the pieces of advice that I would have, if you really do have to go cold turkey, to say, okay, we are getting back on schedule now, look at your own screen time. Make this not a problem that your kids are having, but acknowledge that it's an issue that your whole family could use a little bit of help with. If you're not pointing to your kids and saying, okay, you need to get this under control, and instead you're pointing partially at yourself to say, listen, summertime was not a great time for all of our screen uses. Let's try as a family to sort of rein that in. Those conversations can be a little bit easier, and I think the transition can be a little bit more gentle.
Paul, are you saying boundaries for thee but not for me is not a good idea?
As sad as it is, as yeah. much as I'd like to make an exception for my own screen time, we are really part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, now you touched a little bit on scheduling, and schedules create kind of some boundaries, and you touched on it a little bit, but can we dive any deeper into the importance of those boundaries and in having that intentional effort, you know, heading back to school and cutting back on the screens?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the boundaries are super important because they can help provide. It's always great when kids know where those boundaries are, right? I think that oftentimes as parents, we get into trouble when we sort of say, okay, this is the rule and then we don't follow our own rules, right? We allow that to be a little bit squishy. When you have some stronger boundaries, I think that that helps give kids a sense of security and comfort knowing where those boundaries are, and they are not going to fudge. So a couple of boundaries that I would really suggest leaning into just for starters would be create some screen-free zones in your house. You know, keep phones out of the kitchen where so many organic conversations take place, especially during the school year, especially when kids want to share about their day. Those are great. That's a great location where organic conversations take place. So don't let the screens interrupt those, and create screen-free time in the course of an evening. You know, a lot of families don't allow phones at the dinner table, and I think that's great. You can think about extending that for an hour or two, so you have some really good concentrated time to either spend as a family playing games or talking or doing whatever, or just allowing your kids to actually do homework without screens interrupting that process either. So those would be a couple of boundaries that I would really strongly suggest. Making sure the kids are not, they have some screen time that they are allowed, but don't let that be all the time.
Okay, well, listen, plenty of single-parent families in the mix here and probably listening, and I want to include them in this, but the thought I had when you're talking about these boundaries setting up, one of the really important parts is for spouses to be on the same page and agree what those are prior to sharing them with the kids, and then as for where it relates to maybe those who are single, co-parents, you know, if there's grandparents involved, that they're all on the same page as well, and the importance of that. Would you agree?
I would totally agree, Steve. I think that it's really, really important to all be on the same page, because it really does need to be. That's one of the problems, I think, sometimes when you have sort of these sort of squishy boundaries, is that not everybody agrees that that's where the boundaries should be. You need to have some good conversations with your spouse, with the folks who are chiming in to help raise your kids, be it grandparents, be it other guardians. If you're a single parent, you know, that it's obviously really important to hold firm to those boundaries. But yeah, make sure that everybody's on the same page. And let me suggest that includes helping your kids get on the same page. And I think that one of the keys for that is really making this a family effort. When your kids feel like they have some ability to speak into the process, when your kids feel like they are keeping an eye on you, just like you're keeping an eye on them, I think that they can feel like they're part of that process. And that can be a huge, huge win for the family.
All right. Well, if you just joined us, we're visiting with Paul Acey, director of Plugged In by Focus on the Family. Paul, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
You bet. Absolutely.
All right. More on the screen time and considering how much time that should be and what should be occurring as we head back to school. More coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, you're probably sending kids back to school either already or it's just around the corner. And if you missed our first segment with Paul Acey visiting on the screen time issue that, you know, very high in the summertime for many families. And as we head back to school, just really prudent to consider cutting that back and kind of getting it back under control and all being on the same page when it comes to screen time. Paul, whether, you know, the people in the process of weaning off the screen time from the summertime numbers or they're, you know, they're in, back in school and they're, man, now, no, look, we got to cut back cold turkey. We're stopping. Regardless, things are a-changing. And are there some ideas you might have to help kids and parents, families, fill in that time now that really just days ago was screen time?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that one of the things that we need to be mindful of is that, yeah, when you shut down the phones, when you set aside those screens for an amount of time, that time needs to be filled. You know, one of the reasons why screens have become so ubiquitous within our lives is we can't stand to be bored. We can't stand the silence. And so we need to fill that time with other activities. And really, I tend to see this not as giving up screens, but getting time to spend together as a family. That is super, super important, I think, especially as we head into another school year, to really squeeze out all the life that we have in the summer to really enjoy one another's company when your time with your kids is just so short. So I would really recommend, so if you're setting aside the screens for a couple of hours a night, fill that time with a family board game. You know, games can be so much fun. They can be a lot of, they can have so much ability for kids to spend time with their parents, to think creatively, to engage their brains in a new activity. That can be super, super important. This may sound a little lame if you have teens. I tell you what, I love reading to my kids, and I read to my kids even as they were getting into their teens, because it was just such a wonderful time to actually experience a story together, to lean into what really became some of our most cherished family memories when we're able to read together. It's great to bring kids in to help cook meals, to take walks, to really engage in sports. You know, take your kids out to play tennis or golf or something on the basketball court. These can be really, really fun activities that engage your kids in a different sort of way that screens don't. And they provide so many other benefits as well. You know, when you're building a cabinet together, you're teaching your kids skills. When you're playing basketball together, you're keeping them physically fit. And those family times, the times that you spend together, can be just the bulwark of your family. As your kids grow up and grow out of the house, it'll keep them coming back.
All right. Well, some great things in Paul Acey's toolkit from, he's the director of a Plugged In at Focus on the Family. And hopefully you were taking notes. If you missed our conversation, make sure to go to abqconnect.online. It'll be archived soon, you know, certainly within 24 to 48 hours, usually soon after you hear it on the air. But Paul, with the time we have left, and like you said earlier, you know, we opened this up with to help us get off the screens. Let's talk to the guy that, you know, his job is to be in front of them. Paul, you do, you know, in addition to the tools you gave us today for helping to wean off and get back to a school time regimen for how much screen time we're going to use, let's close with letting the audience know, many of which, you know, especially if they haven't been to the Plugged In site, to let them know where to find that. And in addition to movie reviews, so much more happening on the website and the resources that are available to families.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. You can go to pluggedin.com. That's where we have all of our resources. And as you mentioned, we do a lot of reviews on entertainment from a Christian point of view. We review movies. That's probably our bread and butter. But we also do TV shows and YouTube channels and albums and video games and books even. So we've got plenty of resources that can help you sort of within that realm. But we also do a lot of talk about technology and social media and how screens impact us. And if I could, I would love to point parents who kind of want to know a little bit more about maybe how to reset their screens, if they're feeling bewildered with all the social media platforms that are out there, or try to help their kids just navigate this crazy entertainment and technology-filled world that we have, I'd point them to our Parents Guide to Technology. This is a yearly effort that we do. It contains 125 pages worth of really easily digestible steps and tips in stats and advice on how to help your kids navigate technology today and how to help you as parents sort of keep up to date with this technology, because we all know that a lot of our kids know this world a lot better than we do. So if you go to pluggedin.com, you can find a little ad essentially for our tech guide. But you can also go there directly just by going to pluggedin.com/tech guide. And that'll take you to where you can download the whole document. And I think that it's one of the best things that we've ever actually done at Plugged In. So I'd encourage people to look it up.
Yeah, pluggedin.com, a great resource for you. And a reminder about, Conversations for the Family. You'll find a lot of great information, obviously, at focusonthefamily.com as well. Paul, I want to rewind a little bit, because when you were talking about ways to replace that screen time, with other things, and you mentioned, playing games, and boy, I tell you, our family loved game nights. And when I was thinking back to games, parents, the advantage to that, in addition to being off the screen, I think of games like Monopoly. Now, depending on the child's age, but some basic math skills there, and basic, to be honest, some basic capitalism skills. I guess I think what I learned from it was, it feels like it takes money to make money, But no, more than anything, even as simple as the dice roll and actual analog things we're doing, instead of letting, because when you said game night, I said, and not the digital Monopoly and not the digital cribbage, but the games, the games you need to hold things and move things and think things for yourself and not let your device do that for you, is healthy. Not only because you're off the screen, but you're engaging your brain more to do the work that you're typically letting the device do. So something to consider. I thought that was a great idea. Not only that, you're actually communicating with humans and not letting screens interrupt your train of thought and your relationship building opportunities. So good, all of the information, Paul. And I don't want to cut you off. I want to throw it back to you in case you have any closing thoughts you want to share with the listener.
Yeah. I think I would just add that screens are not the enemy, right? They are a distraction. They can become a compulsion. They are not necessarily a great influence on your family, but you can have some great family times with screens too. So as we talk about this, understand, yes, it's great to pull away from screens, and I think that's really ideal. But man, I tell you what, I've had some great times with my family watching a family movie or playing a video game together. So be mindful that it's not the screens that are the enemy. It's how we use them and how much we use them. That's really the issue. So just keep those screens in moderation, and I think your family will be happier.
Yeah, and probably depending on the age of the kids, I want to give you something on the screen you can do with the family that I went through with some of the KLYT listeners earlier this year. If you never got to the documentary Truth Rising from Focus on the Family, go to truthrising.com. It's a 90-minute documentary and I think about a 4-week study guide to go with it, whether it's with your family or others. That is, for example, one of the things from our friends at Focus on the Family, we would encourage you to spend that time in front of the screen. Well worth your time, and better than a lot of other things we could be taking in. So, Paul, always appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to having you back on again. We hope folks go find you and the team and the work you're doing at PluggedIn.com.
Hey, thanks so much, Steve. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.